What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. It is July the 4th. Great day in the United States of America. Great day to be alive. Here we go. Genesis 15. For every trial, feeds me with the living bread. All right. Well, thank you so much again for being with us. Genesis chapter 15 is where we are. God makes a covenant with Abraham. We'll pick this up in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 15. This is titled in my Bible, the Abrahamic Covenant. One of those major agreements that God enters into out of his mere good pleasure as a result of his grace with his people. He entered into one with Adam. He entered into one with Noah. And now we turn our attention to the one he enters into with Abraham. Here we go. Verse 1 of Genesis chapter 15. After these events, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be very great. But Abram said, Lord God, what can you give to me, since I am a childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? Abram continued, Look, you have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house will be my heir. Now the word of the Lord came to him, This one will not be your heir. Instead, one who comes from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look to the sky and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, Your offspring will be that numerous. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, Lord God, how can I know that I will possess it? And he said to him, Bring me a three-year-old cow, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. So he brought all of these to him, cut them in half, and laid the pieces opposite each other, but did not cut the birds in half. Birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. And as the sun was setting, a deep sleep came over Abram, and suddenly great terror and darkness descended upon him. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know this for certain, your offspring will be resident aliens for 400 years in a land that does not belong to them, and will be enslaved and oppressed. However, I will judge the nations they serve, and afterward they will go out with many possessions. But you will go to your ancestors in peace, and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. When the sun had set and it was dark, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch appeared and passed between the divided animals. On that day the Lord God made a covenant with Abram, saying, I give you this land to you as an offspring, and the brook of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates River, and the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Cadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaim, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. Now, this is a great story in the book of Genesis. God enters into this covenant with Abraham. We'd already seen this promise in Genesis chapter 12 when God calls Abram out of the land of the Ur of the Chaldeans and says, I'll make your name great, I'll make you a great nation, and I'll give you a great land. He's dwelling in the land. God has advanced Abram and protected him, and he has grown in wealth. And now he comes to Abram in a vision and says, Do not be afraid, Abram, for I'm your shield, and your reward will be very great. And Abram says, Well, Lord God, what can you give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is a slave, Eleazar of Damascus? But the Lord says, This one will not be your heir. Instead, one who comes from your own body will be your heir. In other words, you will have a son. He will come from your own body. And so the Lord took him outside and said, Look to the stars, if you're able to count them. Then he said, Your offspring will be that numerous. Verse 6 is a powerful verse. For Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Righteousness always comes as a result of faith. We trust the Lord. We believe the Lord, and it is counted to us as righteousness. Righteousness that depends upon faith. Paul will make that clear to us in Romans chapter 4. But Abram believed God, and therefore Abram was counted righteous, made right before the presence of God through his faith. Lord comes to him in a promise of grace. Abram believes him, and he receives the righteousness of God. Verse 7 says, Abram says, But I am the Lord says, I'm the one who brought you out of the Ur of the Chaldeans to possess this land. And Abram says, I know how, but how do I know that I'm going to possess it in full? And he said, Bring me a cow, a three-year-old cow, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Lay them beside each other, across from one another. Deep sleep falls upon Abram,
And as he falls in a deep sleep, God tells him that your offspring will be resident aliens. God is predicting to Abraham here that his offspring will go into Egypt, be resident aliens for 400 years in a land that does not belong to them and will be enslaved and oppressed. However, I will judge that nation, Egypt. They will serve. They will afterwards leave with many possessions. We know that's true in Exodus 12. And then they'll return to the land of Canaan, and they'll take possession of the land. Interesting thing here is that God says to him in the end of verse 16, in the fourth generation that will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure. God is sovereign over the nations. The Amorites are dwelling in the land of Canaan as this is unfolding. But God says to Abram, they have not yet reached iniquity in the full measure, and so therefore they're not ready to be dispossessed out of the land. God's judgment comes in his timing, and it comes within the context of the limits that God places upon them. And so as God puts limits in place, he predicts to Abram and says, they'll return when it's time. We look around us and we see the evil in the world around us. We see things happening. Maybe somebody's been evil in our lives. We wonder, why is God not judged? How do we know that all the world will kiss the Son? How do we know that all the world will come under the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ? We're not seeing it necessarily unfolding, and we need to understand this is all within the confines of the purpose and the plan of God, within the confines of the limits God places on his judgment. Then verse 17 says that God seals it basically by sending a smoking pot and a flaming torch between the divided animals. Abram put the animals out there, but God walked between it, and God used the torch and the pot to walk through it because God has made a promise with himself and with Abram that he is indeed going to fulfill the promises he makes. That's how God operates. He fulfills the promises he makes to us and to his people. It's a wonderful story. It shows us God is sovereign. It shows us that God is working. It shows us that God takes care of his people. And it shows us the importance of faith, for faith is the way in which we are made righteous before God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.